Good morning and welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs. We're here each Sunday at 11 a.m. on 850 a.m. in South Florida, 1080 a.m. in Central Florida, and 1060 a.m. on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis, and I'm here again today with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, PA. That's a law firm specializing in community association law and having offices in Fort Lauderdale, Orlando, and satellite offices in Tampa, Fort Myers, and Naples. We're here each week to answer all your calls and emails about the issues that make life in your condominium or HOA absolutely crazy from 1 minute to the next. We would love to get the phone lines going early, answering all of your condo and HOA questions, no matter where in the state you are. So give us a call right here in the studio at 877-850-8585. Again, that's 877-850-8585. Or if you prefer to email us your questions, you can do so by visiting the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com and by clicking on the email the show tab.
Good morning, everybody. And if you're a fan of the show and like to read our blogs and newsletters, just make sure to go to our website at condocrazeandhoas.com and join our email list, because by joining each week, you'll get announcements about the show, about our blog, our free seminars. Yet another one is coming up this week. Our newsletters, updates on the law, and a lot more. As a matter of fact, tomorrow's blog topic. Well, last week we spoke about qualifications to get on the board. This week we'll talk about ways to get removed from the board. And, of course, if you want to call our law firm directly and pick our brains off the air, you can call Glazer & Associates at 855, the number 4-CONDO-CRAZE. Again, 855-4-CONDO-CRAZE. And our law firm's website, condo-laws.com. Again, condo-laws.com.
So you had another week of educating our Florida condo and HOA board members, I understand.
Yeah, we sure did, Karen. It was really great to see everybody on Wednesday. It was at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo. This time it was in Miami at the James L. Knight Center. Another great turnout, even again early in the morning. Lots of eager to learn condo and HOA students who all really seem to have a great time. They really had a lot of fun. Got to tell you, our show gets a lot of listeners in Miami, too.
Yeah.
Everybody's tuning in on Sunday down there.
That's
great to hear it.
Fantastic. And you have another seminar coming up this week, too.
Yeah, we do, Karen. Again, the good people with L&L, they're putting on another great condo and HOA expo. And this time it's a little closer to our law firm. It's this Wednesday at the Broward Convention Center, and our board certification class, we get the honor of actually kicking off the event, and that class starts at 8:30 a.m. Just be prompt. We really want to start that on time. And I'm not going to reveal who. I won't. But just let's say we're going to have a special guest in the audience that day as well. It should be a lot of fun.
Trump?
I can't say. It's not Trump, though. I'll give you that.
And it's not just your class that's being taught, right?
Yeah, that's right, Karen. There's going to be lots of other classes taught at the L&L event throughout the day. There's going to be dozens of other experts in attendance, and experts from all various fields, I can tell you, who can help your community association. They're going to be there as well. And as a matter of fact, the guest on our show today is not only going to be there, but they're going to be sponsoring the event as well.
Nice. And everybody, make sure you register for Wednesday's event simply by going to www.condocrazeandhoas.com and click on the Register for Our Seminars link.
Exactly. So as I was saying, we were mentioning some experts who are going to be able to help your condo and HOA community at the upcoming shows. And to say we have one of those experts in the house today would be an understatement. Carousel Development and Restoration is really now a longtime sponsor of the show. These guys have been with us for a while. And I got to tell you, and Mike is here from Carousel, it seems like every time I see a new paint job or balcony restoration going on in South Florida, every time I'm driving down A1A, more specifically, I look up and there's like banners and signs, and it always has Carousel Development on it. It seems like you guys are all over the place. So first, let's thank Carousel for being a longtime sponsor of the show, and let's welcome back its owner, Mike Bianchini. Welcome back, Mike. Really great to have you on the show with us today.
It's our pleasure to be with you, always, consigliere.
Consigliere. I've been called a lot of things, but never consigliere.
Yeah, godfather.
No, I'm not kidding. You guys really, Mike, you seem to be everywhere. You got to be doing something right. Carousel got to be doing something right. And I know, personally, you're a licensed general contractor. You've been licensed for how many years now?
40 years, close to 40 years.
Oh, so you've seen change in South Florida.
Oh, yes.
You've seen a tremendous amount of change in the skyline, all the building that's not going up close to the water.
The age of the buildings, which speeds our business up, of course, without the age,
Yeah, well, we're getting older. There's no two ways about it. Not only the people that live here are getting older, but our buildings are getting older.
As long as we don't get rusty, right, we're okay.
Right, we'll spend some time talking about that. But tell us again a little bit about Carousel Development. You know, where your office is located and you guys, how long you've been in business?
We are in the same location. My partner, Joe Carousel, and myself started the business in 1979.
Wow.
We are in the same location. We own and operate the Warehouse Industrial District, known as Part 10, with such tenants as Delray Shooting, and we have over 53 different tenants in that 17-acre, 300,000-square-foot industrial park. But out of there came our restoration business, starting back in 79, as wasn't much work when there weren't many buildings that were over 40 years old. Of course, since then, just about every building is over 40 years old.
Sure, sure.
In need of 40-year certification and a lot of concrete work and upgrading to code requirements and so forth. So hence the building has, the business has grown to such a degree that we're now over 300 employees.
That's awesome. Yeah, like I said, you guys are everywhere, but you know, the buildings are definitely getting older. And, you know, there's so many reasons why an association may wind up actually needing a general contractor. There's so many different types of repairs that actually need to get done. I don't even know. Oftentimes, the people that are on the board, they first learn these problems simply by serving on the board. But there's so many things that can go wrong. And I understand you guys just handle a host of different things. I know you guys supplied me with a list, but you guys start with, we'll just go down some of the lists here, structural column repairs. I know you guys do that all the time. How does that relate to our older buildings?
Well, to do structural repairs, first off, you need to have a state licensed general contractor's license. You can't have residential or any license like that. Our inspections are done by threshold engineers. These counties and municipalities do not do the inspections on these buildings that we work on. One of the obvious reasons, because what we do is done 200-300 feet in the air.
Right.
And we access all the work from swing stages outside the building. But the use of a general contractor, in addition to having need that license, it also involves a lot of other things that touch the building, such as shutters and sliding glass doors, impact windows, railings. So all of these things culminate in the need of a general contractor, just not one specific trade.
Matter of fact, we represented a building on the water in Miami Beach, and we were told by the county that the actual structural columns were starting to crumble. And this is pretty scary because, you know, you're located right on the water. And you had to know what you were doing in terms of bringing in shoring equipment to hold up the buildings as you're actually doing the repairs. I mean, if that's not done by people who know what they're doing, how dangerous could that be?
Well, very dangerous. I mean, just last week we had a wall collapse in West Palm Beach. In downtown West Palm Beach, an older building had a veneer.
I saw that. A lot of people actually like to hear this, but you know where the concrete actually fell on?
A law firm.
On top of a law firm. Yeah.
Alexander,
you can't make this stuff up,
Alexander,
right?
Alexander Lofts was the building.
Right.
And the law firm was, I guess, Price was the name of the law firm.
Yeah, I know a lot of two people.
Four people were hurt in there.
Yeah, I'm sure concrete falling on a law firm isn't going to get our clients all teary-eyed, but it's something that you got to be careful about, that's for sure.
And that building was an older building, and pre-Second World War, the buildings were built with hollow terracotta tiles instead of concrete block, or for northern people, they would call it cinder block. But today's buildings are built with block, and then they put a veneer on it. These buildings prior to Second World War were built with hollow core terracotta tiles, and the fasteners that were holding the brick veneer on the building, they weren't stainless steel.
Right.
So, consequently,
would that even be allowed today under today's building code?
Well, they'd have to use, using the terracotta block? If you can find them. I don't think
really?
They make them anymore.
Right.
They're strong. They weren't weak.
But I take it takes a little more to build a building today in terms of 40 years ago.
In the terms of even 10 years ago.
Oh, really?
The chemical construction and the coatings and everything is just evolving like the rest of the world, the electronic world. It's something new every day.
I'll tell you, let's take another topic that it seems would be simple, but I got to tell you, parking deck repairs and pool pavements by the swimming pool and recreational areas. I can tell you we're representing a lot of associations now on the water that find themselves in need of new driveway entrances, new back pavements by the pool area. And you would think that it shouldn't be that tremendous of a job, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of companies that just don't know what they're doing, and it's turning what you would think should be a routine job into nightmares. I'm not kidding, Mike. Nightmares lasting months, where pool decks are closed for months and months on end. Driveways are closed for maybe a year or so on end. And you go there every day and you say, like, where are the workers? What's going on? How come nothing is moving? And it's frustrating to the people that live there because they're living in, like, filth for a year or so. It gets very aggravating.
The inmates get very restless when take away things such as air conditioning, television, and their pool deck.
Yeah, exactly. Let's do this. Let's hold on to that thought. Let's take our first break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. Those on hold. We'll be with you in 2 minutes. Be right back.
Structural Engineering Professionals, or SEP, founded 15 years ago, specializes in providing clients with concrete repair, glass sliding door, and window projects throughout South Florida. We live in paradise here in Florida, but as time passes, our warm temperatures, summer rains, and salt air combine to cause lots of damage to the concrete and steel in our buildings. SEP will visit your building and give you straightforward answers about serious problems you might not even realize you have. Concrete problems are usually hidden, and it takes an expert like SEP to find them. SEP has assisted over 1,100 clients in South Florida. We will give you the best service and straightforward, honest answers at a reasonable price. Call SEP at 561-844-4060 and visit our website at struc-engineers.com. Again, the number to call for SEP is 561-844-4060. Call SEP. Get the whole story up front. Tired of the lousy quality and customer service from your current internet and telephone provider? Are your monthly bills continuing to go up while the level of service you receive goes down? There is a choice. Based in South Florida, OpticalTel is a fully integrated telecable company utilizing advanced fiber optic technology to deliver video, internet, and telephone service to condominiums and homeowners associations throughout Florida, all at a great price. OpticalTel has defined itself as a leader within the MDU marketplace, providing fiber optics in your home or unit. OpticalTel covers the entire gamut of video, internet, and telecommunication deployment within the condominium and HOA marketplace. Call us before you sign that long-term bulk contract. OpticalTel is the clear choice for video, internet, and phone from beginning to end. Call 1-800-30-FIBER. That's 1-800-30-FIBER. 1-800-30-FIBER. Or visit us at OpticalTel.com.
Association Services of Florida, or Associa, has provided management services to communities in the Tri-County area for over 35 years. As part of the Associa family, Association Services of Florida has a service-driven dedication to five-star customer response, an unparalleled investment in employee education, and unrivaled success in residential and community association management. Our own mission statement says it best, providing unsurpassed management and lifestyle services to communities worldwide. We back up that statement with our superior senior management, all of whom have many years of experience personally managing communities and who provide expert support to the management, staff, and to our association's board of directors. For a free personal meeting at your community, give us a call at 1-800-714-3514. Again, that's 1-800-714-3514. And view our website at associaflorida.com. Find out for yourself why Associa provides the most value per management dollar in the community association management industry.
Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates. He's taking your phone calls on anything condo or HOA oriented at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585.
Great guest in the studio today, Mike Bianchini from Carousel Development and Restoration. Guys, today, if you have questions about how to fix your place, This is the guy to call in and answer your questions, a true expert in the House tonight. Before we get back to Mike, though, just want to remind everybody, the election season is upon us for both condos and HOAs. And remember, if you don't get certified either 1 year before becoming a board member or within 90 days of becoming a board member, you are automatically kicked off the board. And one way of getting certified is by attending our popular Condo Craze board certification course that has now certified over 11,000 Floridians all across the state.
And we have free, yes, free classes for everyone coming up quickly. The space is filling up fast. Here are the next events in March.
Actually, this week, March 9th, hey, Mike, your office is actually sponsoring this event, one of the big-time sponsors. Yeah, that's going to be, again, at the L&L event, 8:30 a.m. Our class starts at the Broward Convention Center. That's the L&L Condo and HOA Expo, March 9th. And then on the 30th, we actually have 2 weeks off, Karen. Can you imagine that?
Very nice.
What am I going to do with myself? March 30th, 8:30 a.m., the Palm Beach Convention Center, again at the L&L Condo and HOA Expo. So that's two classes right there. We really expect everybody to come and show up. As the season starts to come to a close, time is running out to actually get certified. And whatever you do, don't get certified by signing that ridiculous affidavit. Come learn something at a class for a few hours. It's fun. It's educational. You're with your peers in a great environment. And, again, they're filling up fast. Don't get shut out. And really, now more than ever, it also makes sense for your board and your manager to take the class together because they get credits, too.
That's right. And registration is easy enough. Just go to CondoCrazeAndHOAs.com or download the CondoCraze app on your iPhone or Android device and click on the Register for Our Seminars tab.
All right, Mike. Before we went to the break, we were talking about all the types of different problems that are facing our aging communities here in South Florida. And I want to get back to one that I find. It seems like every time my office gets involved, like in a turnover situation, and for those out there who don't know what turnover is, it's when the developer finally says to the unit owners, here, the property is yours. You get to govern yourself. And then, you know, we go out and we check the condition of the property. And especially if there's something built above the parking deck or built above the garage, you can bet that garage is going to have leaks.
Well, yes, that it's inevitable. With age, something's going to leak. The leaks will usually begin at the expansion joints. Expansion joints are where one slab will meet another slab, and, of course, they expand at a different coefficient, so there needs to be a joint there. But over the years, the chlorides in the air and the water sponge through the concrete, and the concrete would be fine if it didn't have steel, but the only reason concrete has strength is because of the steel in it. And the steel corrodes, and as it corrodes, it expands, and it has 30,000 PSI push on the out as it expands. The concrete only has about 4,000 PSI to contain it. So as that process continues over the years, the cracks will get bigger in the concrete and allow more chlorides and salt and contaminants to damage more steel.
I guess that's something that a lot of our listeners may not understand. You know, concrete, and you can certainly explain it better than I can, but concrete is porous. Just because it's concrete doesn't mean that the water doesn't get absorbed into the concrete, and that's really where your problems begin.
Definitely. That's the whole problem right there. If you can stop the rebar from corroding, and they have epoxy coatings, but they get hot spots and they don't work so well. They have fiberglass rebar, but that's not structurally and doesn't have the strength that's needed.
So ponding water, if you're driving through your garage and you see puddles of water, the water is accumulating. Eventually that's going to create a problem.
That's a problem. You need to, and every time it rains, a lot of people say, well, I wash down my balcony a lot, and that's pretty much one of the worst things you want to do.
Let's
add the water to the salt there.
Let's stick with that for a second. Okay, because I know one of the things that some people like to do on their balcony, we'll talk about two things that you'll find basically in condominiums. People will go out and they'll buy that cheap imitation thing that looks like grass, and they'll lay that on their a face already, right? So they'll lay that out there, or they'll even put, you know, some sort of tile on it. And a lot of associations are smart, and they've created rules now that say, no, don't put any of that on your balcony. How bad is it to put that fake grass stuff, especially?
It'll percolate. In other words, the heat, the salt, the moisture, it keeps it moist, it heats up, and it'll accelerate it 10 times faster than it would.
So that when it rains, so that water's getting trapped underneath that fake grass or carpet, and it's just getting soaked up by the concrete.
Always, always.
And it's getting into that concrete, and again, just to reiterate what you said, inside of that concrete is all these steel bars.
Steel rebar.
The water hits it, and that's it. It's going to rust through.
And the process begins.
That's why sometimes you'll stand underneath a building, a high-rise building, you'll look up, and you'll see, like, the entire line, there's rust spots just, you know, shining through. And when that happens, expensive job, no.
Well, yeah, because you have – it's not that the repairs are expensive. What makes it expensive is, number one, you've got to go 250, 300 feet in the air to get to a repair. Your repair might be only 1 square foot or 1 rail post pocket of your railing into the slab. But the equipment and the manpower and the what it takes to get there
– right.
And then, well, many times there's things attached to the building, railing, sliding glass doors, shutters, screen enclosures. The removal of all that, those items, along with the repair, and then to put back all those items, that costs way more than the repair.
Really? Isn't that something?
The removal and the put back.
Right. Let me ask you this. Is it possible, because I've heard this before, where because of all of that, you know the removal, sometimes it's actually cheaper to just knock the whole balcony down and build a new balcony rather than fix the actual rebar itself?
Yes, we usually look at, if you've got more than about 25% damage square area-wise of your balcony, many times the dollar works to just drop it and pour brand new. And the admixtures we have in concrete today are corrosion inhibitors, and we can do things in the reconstruction of new that are much more advantageous to a long life.
Rather than just fixing the old.
Rather than just putting back regular concrete and rebar.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at some of the things that that Carousel does, and you can't make this up. I actually got a call about this very issue this week, a bridge repair. Someone calls and tells me that there's a bridge that leads into there, and this is a little different, an HOA community. Mm-hmm. Goes over a little creek. The bridge is falling apart. Eventually, some car is going to drive over it and wind up in the lake. Something that you guys can actually help with?
Yes.
And if you can, I got to give them your name real fast.
Yes, we can. We've done years ago, we did a lot of government work. We did down in the Keys for the U.S. Naval Department and all down Naval Air Station down there. We did a lot of bridges and abutments and so forth.
I see catwalk repairs is also here. Same thing. A lot of associations now have rules that they don't even want mats. You know, welcome mats in front of people's communities. Number one, it's a tripping hazard, but number two, also for the same reasons that they don't want the water accumulating underneath those welcome mats.
Your best repair is to repair all the concrete that you can visually see that's bad. The engineers will precede the contractor, and they will tap and they will sound and they will mark areas and delineate where the repair is to be. Upon that, the contractor does the excavation, does the repair, and puts it back. But after all that is said and done, the finish of a job is very important to get the longevity of on the building, such as a corrosion inhibitor put down after the repairs are completed, then a urethane membrane with some kind of decorative finish on top of it will give a lot more longevity to the
so not just painting over the concrete.
Oh yeah, not just painting. You need something to protect it after the repairs have been completed.
Gotcha. Let's do this. Let's take our bottom of the hour break. We're learning so much from you today. Again, we have Michael Bianchini with Carousel Development and Restoration with us in the house today, just teaching us a lot on how to protect your condo and HOA. Taking your calls from Mike, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Never wait for that first drop of water to leak from your ceiling before you decide to check your roof. Once damage sets in, repairs become more expensive. Invest in a true life cycle roof management program with Best Roofing and protect your building's assets. A roof management service agreement with Best Roofing will prolong the life of your roof, preventing premature roof failure. Let Best Roofing help your association save money with our annual service agreements that prevent leaks, provide emergency service, and increase the life expectancy of your roof. We give you a realistic budget, so there are no unwelcome surprises. Our roof service agreements also provide for cleaning all debris, minor maintenance, sealing and topping off all pitch pans, caulking, and more. And should a storm hit or other emergency occur, clients with service agreements get priority service. To schedule your free condo roof analysis, call Best Roofing at 954-941-9111. That's 954-941-9111. Visit our website at bestroofing.net.
Is your condominium starting to crumble? Are your balconies breaking down? Are pieces of concrete and stucco flying off your building, making the building look ugly and putting your residents at risk? Are you in need of your 40-year certification for your building? If so, you need Carousel Development and Restoration right away. Carousel is a concrete restoration company specializing in high-rise condominiums throughout South Florida. Whether you need balcony repairs, garage decks, full deck replacement, rail fabrication and installation, impact windows and doors, or paint and waterproofing, Carousel has you covered. After all, we're South Florida's largest locally owned structural restoration contractor and have been located in Delray since 1979. We know how tough it is to start projects in your condo. Where do you begin? You begin by calling the licensed and insured experts at Carousel Restoration for a free estimate. 561-272-3700. That's 561-272-3700.
Or visit the website cdri.net.
Are the roads, parking lots, and walkways in your community association in need of repair? Driveway Maintenance can help. We are the largest seal coating company in the United States and have been an industry leader for over 57 years in asphalt restoration, asphalt paving, parking lot striping and maintenance, concrete sidewalks, curbing, or ADA parking lot compliance. Let Driveway Maintenance pave the way and make your community look great. At Driveway Maintenance, we believe in well-trained personnel, top-quality equipment and materials, and friendly customer service. Our customers include office building complexes, educational facilities, hospitals, hotel chains, apartment complexes, and of course, condominium and homeowner associations, and the largest mall and big box retail companies in the country. Driveway Maintenance, Inc. is a LEED accredited, Green Advantage certified, environmentally responsible, full service asphalt paving contractor and seal coating expert. Driveway Maintenance serves the entire state of Florida and most of the southeastern United States. Call Driveway Maintenance for a free estimate at 1-800-432-1191. That's 800-432-1191. And you can visit our website at driveway.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to the second half hour of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis again with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls at 877-850-8585. That's 877-850-8585. And if you have a product or service that our Condo Craze and HOA's listeners can use, why not become a sponsor of our Condo Craze and HOA's radio show? You can have a commercial during the show, have display tables at all of the live events throughout the state, get to meet hundreds of condo and HOA board members. Your company's logo and website will be posted on the Condo Craze website and on the email blast that we send out every week, as well as in our newsletters that we send out to tens of thousands of community associations all around the state. To find out more, just visit the show's website at condocrazeandhoas.com.
All right, how about we take our first call of the day from, I think it says Mike and his wife in Boynton. How are you, Mike?
Good morning.
How are you?
Just fine, thank you. We have a problem, and my wife will be able to explain it.
Frustrating problem. We had a leak in between, in a pipe. A pipe was cracked in the wall between our apartment and the apartment below us in the bathroom. And we had it fixed, and we were told actually by the company that came to fix it, one of the workers said not to worry about this because it's covered by some statute in the state of Florida. If it's in the walls, you don't have to pay for it. Well, it appears as our condo does not want to pay for it.
Okay.
Who's responsible?
You want to take a look, actually, what your condo doc's saying. There's a lot of confusion about this. The statutes were changed generally to talk about what insurance the association basically has to provide in certain situations that didn't necessarily change the condominium docs. So, for example, if your condominium docs describes that pipe as a common element pipe, then no problem. The association absolutely has to repair that pipe. Now, did you suffer damage?
When you say common element, you mean it goes from our apartment to the next apartment. Is that not a common element?
Does it serve? Now, again, we got to take a look at your condominium documents. Does it serve more than one unit?
No.
Not the particular
pipe.
Okay, so again, that's very possible that that situation, because that pipe only serves one unit, it's a problem for you and not necessarily the association.
Why would that be if it's in the wall?
Again,
okay,
it's not
our responsibility. It wasn't an overflowing toilet.
You got to take a look at what your condominium documents say. If your condominium documents say, for example, that it's a common element unless that pipe serves more than one unit and it only serves your unit, then again, that could be what's considered a limited common element or actually part of your unit, and you could be responsible, but we definitely need to take a look at your condominium documents to know for sure what the answer to that question is.
Well, they claim they're not responsible. What is Florida Statute 718111?
Well, again, that's a statute that has the insurance provisions in it. You know, I get what you're saying, but the bottom line is there's no way. Hold on, you got to slow down. You asked me a question, but you don't want to let me answer you. So I got to take a look at your condominium documents. We can argue about it all day long, but unless and until I see what your condominium documents say, can't help you. So tomorrow,
the documents say that they are not paying.
Oh, well, no, I'm talking about your condo docs. So here's again.
Yeah, the condo documents say that they're not paying.
Okay. So again, if you'd like to call us in the office, 855, the number 4, Condo Craze. Again, 855-4, Condo Craze. Tomorrow, I'd be glad to take a look and tell you what I think. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thank you very much for your help.
Oh, you got it. How about we go to Mary in West Palm Beach? Mary?
Yes.
How are you? How can we help?
We've been having a lot of work done at our association, and with every bid that they've gotten, they've never gone with the lowest bid. And somebody came up with, well, you never take the lowest bid. You have to go with the next lower, and I don't understand why.
Oh, this is a great, Mike. I'm going to put you on the spot on this one here because here's what the statute says. The statute says that you have to engage in competitive bidding, depending upon whether or not it's a HOA or a condo, if the amount of the project will exceed 5% or 10% of your annual budget. But the statute also says that you don't necessarily have to go with the lowest bid. And I got to tell you, that to me is a great thing because you fill in the blank, Mike, but the bottom line is, I'll lead you off this way. Sometimes you get what you pay for.
No doubt. The many times when bids are taken, they'll throw out the highest and the lowest, and they'll negotiate or look at the middle three bids, which makes a lot of sense. The government even does that lots of times.
Right.
You've got to be real sensitive of who you hire to get the job done. Make sure that just because they're general contractors, they don't specialize in certain areas that could be really precarious. The reason, the best defense against this is hiring the engineer. When an association hires the engineer, he governs the bidding process. He delineates how much work, what type of work, the specifications. He holds a pre-bid, and thus qualified bidders will come and give prices. He'll walk the job with all the contractors at that meeting, and he'll tell them exactly what he wants and how he wants it done. That way, all the contractors are on the same page, and the association will get the best price when a contractor is not afraid of the job, making them understand exactly how and what's expected of them.
Hey, I got no problem saying this. Oftentimes, our law firm won't get the job of a new association because, in all candor, no, we're definitely not the lowest, the lowest price out there. That I can assure you. And sometimes associations learn that maybe they should have spent a little more money and gone with somebody with more experience.
We have a saying that the lowest price often made a mistake.
Right.
I understand all that, but normally, I mean, a good board is going to have everybody checked out, all the work that has been done. Mike, if you're a good contractor, obviously, but I would have you checked out anyway. Even if you had the lowest bid, why shouldn't I take you?
Well, yeah, in other words, you're going to do your background investigation. You can do a little bit of checking anyway.
Sure.
But sometimes, sometimes if a bid comes in way too low, I might, because that is a signal to you that they're going to look to cut corners somewhere?
Of course, of course. You can't strangle a contractor. You've got to look. And even when we have subcontractors, we check them out. We know if there's subcontractors to be used, what their capabilities are. And our goal is to help them make money on the job, because you don't want a contractor or subcontractor who's not making money. You got to help him run his business sometimes and show him where to be efficient and get the job done. Because a contractor that's making money is going to do a good job for you.
Of course. You want the person to be motivated out there and feel like they're making money on the job. If not, they're going to look to cut corners. Just that's the way the real world works. But all right, let's get back to a couple other things. You know, we're talking about preventing damages to buildings, and sometimes, you know, people will call up and say they're experiencing leaks in their unit or it's coming through the windows. How often should a high-rise building, especially like, let's say, one on the water, is there a waterproofing process that they should be going into? You know, not just painting. We're talking about, you know, painting and then supplementing the painting every once in a while with some waterproofing project. Is that something that should be done or you recommend?
Yes. Periodically, the best thing is do periodic, yearly, if not every other year, inspections. There's a lot of preventive maintenance that can go on your tracks at your sliding glass doors. Many times the tracks, as they get old, will corrode, and the hole that holds the fastener to the track of the sliding glass door gets bigger than the head of the screw. That screw corrodes, water gets in
happens
that hole.
I can't believe you're saying that. That happens all. We hear about that so frequently.
And the people down below will get water.
Exactly.
They'll get cracks on their ceiling. Then the next thing you know, your contractor is hired. We've got to pull out the sliding glass door, build a protection wall 5 feet in somebody's apartment.
Wow.
Yeah. Put a protection wall in the apartment below because we're going from their floor down to their ceiling right through. And therein lies a big repair and a big inconvenience to the people. They've got to move their furniture. They have built-ins, wall mirrors. Everything is in the way, and it all has to be protected and done.
So what are you suggesting? How do you avoid that? Should they have, like, a maintenance person
they should
go
have.
In, or should they hire a company like yours to just come in and do some preventative maintenance check?
No, you can't hire the contractor to do the inspections because That's where the engineer comes in.
Okay.
Or a manager that has a good maintenance crew that has been to these seminars and has learned the process and knows what to look for. They shouldn't try and do – they can't do the work, but they know what to look for. In knowing what to look for and identifying it, then they can hire the proper engineer. Then they know they have a problem. They go to the engineer. They say, we think we're going to have like 7 or 8 invasions, and we've got water coming in here.
So if you get a call, and that's, I'm going to want to follow that up. If you get a call from one person in a multi-unit condominium, and their sliding glass doors, again, like you said, the screws on the tracks are obviously leaking, they're rusting, don't just investigate that one person who's complaining, because at this point it's probably going to be endemic to everyone in that line, or certainly other people in the building.
It's a consistent problem, and it's, if you're just not singled out as your problem, it's definitely going to happen with other people if it isn't already happening.
Awesome. Learning a lot today again with Mike Bianchini from Carousel Development and Restoration. Let's do this. Let's take another break. Taking your calls from Mike, 877-850-8585. Again, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Need an insurance evaluation, audit, or quotation for your condo association or homeowners association? If so, then you need to speak to our insurance experts at Mack, Mack & Waltz. We insure over 800 associations. We are a clear leader in the marketplace. Mack, Mack & Waltz has been in business since 1989. We write insurance on billions of dollars of property values. We are an independent insurance agency representing insurance companies which specialize in condo and HOA insurance. The staff at Mack, Mack & Waltz works closely with board members and property managers and regularly attends association meetings to help educate the association about their insurance policies. To learn more about Mack, Mack & Waltz and how they can save you money and improve insurance programs, call 954-640-6225. Ask Greg Waltz, one of the owners, at extension 141 or extension 149. Mack, Mack & Waltz Insurance Group, let us protect your association.
Is your home or condo looking old, worn out, and in need of a fresh look? Then you need PD Painting to paint your property and make it look like new again. PD Painting will first properly prepare your home and condo and then use only the highest quality paint products. After many years in the painting industry, PD Painting has achieved a reputation for always delivering a reliable and professional finish. PD Painting is fully licensed and insured and offers a 7 to 10 year warranty. Their technicians are expert craftsmen. Let PD Painting handle all the details and then sit back and watch them restore your property and bring back that brand new look and feel. Need a service call? PD Painting will be there on the spot. Need financing? PD Painting can offer that too. Call PD Painting at 888-416-3204. Again, that's 888-416-3204. Go to the website pdpaintinginc.com. Need painting done in your home and community? Contact the experts at PD Painting.
Having problems with the drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA? Overwhelmed by the cost of replacement or repair? Call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463. Those old days of invasive repairs to your drain pipes and sewers are over. Thanks to trenchless pipelining and sewer repair by Pipelining Technologies, you don't have to worry about destroying walls, floors, sidewalks, or even landscaping. Pipelining Technologies can fix your drain pipes and sewers without interrupting the quality of life in your community and home. First, the technicians video the source of the problem. Then the patented structural liner is inserted into your damaged pipes. The liner is then inflated to form a new pipe within the old one. And within hours, the job is finished. If drain pipes and sewers in your condo or HOA are failing due to cracks, corrosion, misalignment, tree roots, or they're just backed up, call Pipelining Technologies, 561-853-5463.
And be sure to view their website and 10-year parts and labor warranty at PipeLT.com. That's PipeLT.com.
As a flood or other disaster struck your community, is your association in need of water and fire damage cleanup, floor care, commercial cleaning? Then call the company with nearly 70 years experience. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 cleans upholstery, tile and grout, marble, vinyl and linoleum floors, even wood. If your association has suffered damage as a result of fire, call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7 for help with fire damage restoration, complete structural cleaning, duct cleaning, smoke and odor removal, and more. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7. If your association needs help with water damage restoration, water extraction, structural drying, floor drying, carpet cleaning, mold remediation, and odor and stain removal, a team of trained, caring, and professional water damage technicians will be on site quickly, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When a disaster happens, call the regional company with the national response team. Call ServiceMaster Remediation 24/7.
1-866-969-6653. 1-866-969-6653.
Or visit ServiceMaster247.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Welcome back to Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. Again, I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, taking your phone calls on anything condo and HOA oriented. We're also talking to the owner of Carousel, 877-850-8585, 877-850-8585.
I feel like I'm in school today again with Mike Bianchini from Carousel Development and Restoration, learning a lot on how to protect your condo and HOA. How about we take a call? Who do we got online? How about Frank? How are you, Frank? Frank from Fort Lauderdale, you there? Did we lose Frank? I hear something in the background.
Hello, I'm here.
Frank is there. How are you, Frank?
I'm doing fine, thank you. I can't hear you very well.
Okay, we hear you. How can we help?
Okay, very good. That's a lot better. Listen, I have a roof leak that a lot of the units in my condominium area, you know, have in the same area of the roof on the second floor, and the association is delaying repairs, and I've got a water intrusion, and I've got interior damage and wood rot and a musty odor when I walk in the downstairs door. There's an awful odor sometimes. I've got, you know, ants inside the wall. Mm-hmm. And the situation is such that it's been going on for over a year. The association sends a roofing company to come out and see if there is a roof leak or not. They say, no, there's not. And then another company comes to assess it and says, oh, yes, there is. And so, long story short, it's affecting our health. My wife has COPD, and we just need them to fix the roof leak and verify that it's repaired and that the leakage has stopped, and then to assess the wood rot and the damage on the interior before they close up the roof and
okay.
make sure that the...
Let me slow you down, because you raised so many issues, and I think...
I'm sorry. So it's
okay.
Really...
Nothing to apologize about. But the question is, I think you want to know, A, what do you make them do to fix it, and B, are they responsible for all the damage that happened inside your house? Right?
Exactly.
Okay. Generally speaking, right? Generally speaking, an association is not responsible for the damage that occurs inside your house to, like, your personal belongings, to your furniture, things like that. You have to prove negligence on behalf of the association. For example, they knew about the roof leak and ignored it. or they fail to take adequate measures each year to protect their roof or do routine maintenance. And if you can prove that the roof fails, okay, they can be responsible. Now, the most important thing you said during that conversation was, I've been complaining about it for a year, and they still won't fix it. So at that point, yeah, I think you may have a very decent possibility of proving negligence on behalf of the association in failing to repair the roof timely after you made them aware of it. And because of that, they may, in fact, be responsible for the interior damages to your unit. Even if they're not negligent, and if you have damage to, like, your common element walls that are the boundaries of your unit.
Yeah, that's what I'm concerned about.
They're responsible to fix that regardless of whether or not there's negligence. Those are common elements. They have to fix that. And if they are not doing any of that stuff, it's time to get an attorney. It's time to actually
fix it. The problem is that they don't want to, I'm sorry for interrupting, but they don't want to assess the interior damage, you know, in the common element, you know, behind the sheetrock.
Yeah,
I'm sure that there's definitely damage there, especially after a year of water leakage. But
that's why I have a job. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's what the attorney's for. When the association turns its back on you and says, no, we're just not going to repair any of the damages inside the wall. We're not going to repair your walls. We're going to ignore the situation. It's time to go to court. And you get a judge actually force them to do it. There's a statute on point that allows you to file a lawsuit against your association for injunctive relief and force them to make the necessary repairs. That's the bottom line. Okay? Mm-hmm. Give us a call in the office if you want to talk about it. 855, the number 4, Condor Craze. Again, 855-4 Condor Craze. We only got about 5 minutes left, and I want to finish off with you, Mike. You know, it always seems one way or the other like we're in the middle of hurricane season or we're about to start hurricane season, and here we are about 3 months away. So what are some last-minute tips you can give to our listeners in terms of what to do with your property now to avoid catastrophe later?
There's always another one coming. It's only a matter of time. Well, planning and have a plan of attack for when something happens is definitely the case. Many people in South Florida have shutters. I am much more of a believer in hurricane impact windows and sliding glass doors.
Right.
Main reason is shutters need maintenance. The installation of shutters, the fasteners, that oftentimes crack the stucco, and that's where the leaks will begin. So
let's do this, Mike. Sorry you got cut off, but let's take our final break of the hour. Taking your calls, 877-850-8585. We'll be back right after this.
Ah, the finer things. Spectacular wine, exotic vacations, or just the time to enjoy the view from your condo? Affinity Management Services gives you time to enjoy them. We provide full-service community association management, including site, administrative, and financial services. We handle everything from complaints and collection of assessments to emergency services and maintenance, giving you more time. Fully accredited by the National Board of Certification for Community Association Managers, we promise service delivered with integrity and respect. And we're endorsed by the Better Business Bureau for our streamlined and professional approach to quality service. Join hundreds of board members across South Florida and call us today at 305-325-4243. Affinity Management Services, simplifying your life to make time for the finer things. 305-325-4243. AffinityManagementServices.com.
Condominium Concepts Management puts your condo's interests first. Condominium Concepts negotiates the best prices and demands the best service from all the association's vendors and providers. There are no kickbacks, no add-up charges, no double talk, and all the savings are passed on to the association. Condominium Concepts Management understands they're there to help, not take control of your association. The licensed professionals work as a team with your board of directors to come up with joint ideas to make your community a great place to live. At a time when every dollar counts, Condominium Concepts prides itself on having reasonable fees, same-day response time, educated personnel, and an eye for reducing expenses for every unit owner. Condominium Concepts can also aggressively collect from the association's delinquent owners. Call Condominium Management Concepts, 772-618-5370 for a free quote. That's 772-618-5370. Learn how Condominium Concepts is helping the communities throughout the Southeast. Visit their website, condominiumconcepts.com.
Someday, you will need insurance. And for that day, you'll be glad you wrote down Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. Why? Because Insurco virtually insures everything. They're a full-line insurance agency that'll put together the best possible coverage and premium for almost anything. Need homeowners or condo insurance? Call Insurco. Need auto or motorcycle insurance? Call Insurco. How about golf cart insurance or trailer and RV insurance? Just call Insurco for a free quote. 1-888-298-8838. They're open every day. From renter's insurance, officer's and director's insurance, and personal liability umbrellas to all types of business insurance, boat insurance, cancer policies, life, health, and annuities, all you need is Insurco. Get a free quote at 1-888-298-8838. They service Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach. Speak English and Spanish. Insurco Insurance and Financial Services. It's the only name you need. 1-888-298-8838. Office at 14401 West Sunrise Boulevard in Sunrise, inside Edmore Chevrolet.
Is your condominium or HOA in need of accounting services? Look no further. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is one of South Florida's largest accounting and auditing firms, as recognized by the South Florida Business Journal, and is one of the few accounting firms uniquely specialized to provide accounting services to their growing condominium and homeowner association clientele throughout Florida. With primary offices in Aventura and Boca Raton, satellite offices in Naples and Orlando, and a professional staff of 65, Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg is prepared to meet the needs of any condominium or HOA in the state. The professionals at Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg also have experience working with timeshares, cooperatives, hotel condominiums, mixed-use buildings, and ancillary operations like restaurants, spas, and country clubs. Put their 25 years experience in your corner. Gerstle, Rosen & Goldenberg, 305-937-0116. That's 305-937-0116 or grgcpa.com.
Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
Well, welcome back to the final segment of Condo Craze and HOAs here on 850 AM in South Florida, 1080 AM in Central Florida, and 1060 AM on Florida's Space Coast and the Treasure Coast. I'm Karen Curtis with attorney Eric Glazer from Glazer & Associates, and we're just finishing up the hour.
Yeah, finishing up with Mike Bianchini again from Carousel Development and Restoration. And like I said, today was like being in school, learned a lot. Before we went to the break, Mike, you were telling us that you're not a big fan of hurricane shutters because, I guess, just like the tracks that you put into the sliding glass doors, when you put up the shutters, you're making more holes in the building.
Exactly. Every time you breach a building with a fastener, it's not good. So consequently, there's holes being drilled in the track to fasten your screws. There's holes that hold the track above and down the sides. And that many times is where the cracking and water penetration begins.
Okay. So there's no question about it. The hurricane impact windows are expensive. But so is doing the concrete and doing the rebar.
Yes, and the other side, of course, shutters help protect. You get more protection in the case of a storm. But to me, in the long run, they need maintenance, they aren't attractive, and they impact the building on a long-term basis with the
fasteners. And I got to tell you, you're probably going to save a lot of money on the insurance coverage if the whole building goes with hurricane-resistant windows as well. People go up and leave for the summer. Let's say they leave their shutters closed. You wind up with fights about those issues. So, you know, sometimes it's just a lose-lose.
We do find some buildings in the Palm Beach area that require both impact hurricane windows and shutters.
Gotcha.
Many of them just want the impact windows and don't want shutters on their building anymore.
All right, in the few minutes we got left, our listeners want references. So how about you tell us some of the high-rise associations you guys have actually worked on, you know, where they're located and the type of work you guys were doing?
Well, right now, some of our current jobs, we have a big, you spoke of a deck and pool parking and lower parking garage below the pool deck. We've got one going on. It's called the Wave Condominium Association down there in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It's a rather big job. You're going to hit $8, $9 million on that deck. And in Galt Ocean Mile, we're doing a couple big buildings there called South Point. We dropped 400 balconies, and we put back glass railings and re-poured the balconies. Now we're doing the pool deck and the shuffleboard court and all the parking garage areas. And we've been there for quite a while. That's South Point on Galt Ocean Mile. And up in Palm Beach, in downtown Palm Beach, on the west side of the Intercoastal, which is a little bit rare. Most of our work is done along the beach and or at least east of the Intercoastal. But this job on Waterview Towers is in downtown Palm Beach. That's a 27-story condo that needed a lot of work there. Again, they're 38 years old, and they're all hitting that age.
So the bottom line is some of the work that you guys do are massive, massive jobs for truly high-rise condominiums.
Yes, yes.
All right. Tell us how we can get in touch with you.
Okay, our website is www.cdri, the acronym for Carousel Development Restoration, Inc., .net.
CDRI.net.
Yes.
Okay, telephone number?
561-272-3700, the same phone number and location for 37 years.
Wow.
Mike, it's been an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show today. I can tell you I learned a lot, I'm sure. Our listeners did as well, and it's an honor to have Carousel Development to be such a longtime sponsor of the show, and I can tell you we really appreciate it, and our listeners do as well. Thanks again.
Thank you, Consigliere.
Yeah, right. Okay, let's, in the minute we got left, let's talk about next week. Next week on the show, we never actually finished up with all those election tips, and we're in the middle of election season.
Right.
We'll talk about staggered terms, candidate information sheets, whether they can be in both English and Spanish. I think we're going to cause a big fight next week talking about that.
Or one side or two sides.
Right, exactly. We'll talk about the importance or non-importance of a quorum and that case we recently won at the DBPR. And this is oftentimes works out to be a big fight at the association. When is the last time that you can actually cast your vote? Do you have to cast it before the meeting starts? What about when you walk in with someone else's envelopes and you say, I'm dropping them off for someone else? Sometimes the manager will say, not good enough. The person has to bring it in directly. Well, what's the law in that regard? So lots to talk about and to avoid lawsuits and fights. So tune in next week at 11 o'clock to find out the answers to all this good stuff.
Speaking of elections, we've got early voting that has begun in Broward and Palm Beach County, and also it already started in Miami-Dade for the big primary coming up.
And it looks like little Marco is going to go down hard. Yeah, that's the way it looks. But we'll see what happens next week. But everybody, again, thanks for turning in to another week of Condo Craze and HOAs, and we'll speak to you again next Sunday at 11. Have a great week, everybody.